Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Watch out for the weather today. Flash flood watch until this evening. Do not drive through standing water. There could be some areas of flooding, and it can happen very quickly. So just be safe out there. High of 72, 61 at 731.
How did you reflect yesterday on 9/11? Jackson and I took out Responder One and shook the hands of some of our local heroes. We're sharing some moments of that with you right now. We stopped at Oregon Area Fire EMS District, chatted with intern Bethany on why she wanted to become a firefighter.
My dad's actually a firefighter, so I followed in his footsteps. I was looking at criminal justice for the longest time, went to Platteville for criminal justice, ended up in my dad's footsteps.
Yep. And nothing against the law, the officers, but what I know is they eat a lot less chili than firefighters. And that sounds like a pretty good deal. And the ones standing around you right now are laughing and smiling because they know.
Is that true, Bethany?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of chili being slung around here and pancake breakfasts and whatnot, yeah?
Yes, and that will be on October 6th. We always have fun activities with the kiddos, get some breakfast as well.
Now, is that a fundraising opportunity? Is it?
Yes.
Okay, that's very important. I was just a part of a fundraiser to raise money for rural EMS and fire stations. And one of the things we let people know is they don't have pancake breakfasts because firefighters love pancakes.
That's right.
It's a great way to raise money to make sure that they have the equipment needed to help you when there is a call. So if you're in the Oregon area, come on out and grab some pancakes, donate. And really, if there's a charity you can donate to, a local fire station is definitely a good one.
Hey, Chief. Do you want to add something?
Yeah.
Here. The chief just came out.
The reason why we're really, really doing this is because about the checking your fire alarms in your house and your CO alarms. That's our primary cause. We want to get in, change those batteries, making sure you got working smoke alarms. The statistics still in the country show that there's a lot of folks that don't have smoke detectors in their homes or CO alarms, and we want to try to ensure that that does not happen in our fire district.
And change your batteries how often, Chief?
Every 6 months.
And you know a great way to remember that is daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time. You come down to Oregon, we've got all kinds of them here. Bethany will give you batteries all the time. We got people that donate batteries to the district.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, how many do you need? A couple hundred?
Yeah. You know I'm frugal. Yes, Chief, yes. Hook me up with those batteries.
Steph needs them for remote controls at home, though, to be fair.
You know what, though? The Chief actually gave us something very cool that we're going to share with you in about 6 minutes. We had to record this moment and bring it back to you because it was a really neat moment. And that'll be coming up in 6 minutes on today's Q106.